Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? This is Timothy Hodge. So shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. I appreciate your love and support so much. You already know this, your boy Tim Dog. On the show today, we have Danger from the R&B group ATL stopping by to come by and bust us, you know, with some great hot music, a new song from him, you know, much, much more we're going to discuss with him. And another thing is that we also asked him about the question about the group, things like that. So we're going to talk with him shortly. And, you know, I'm glad to have him on, you know. Nevertheless, I also have the latest entertainment news that I, you know, shout out to my entertainment reporter, Tiffany Thrill. She's my entertainment reporter since day one. I've, you know, been the show, and she stepped away for a little bit. She had to take care of some official business, but nevertheless, she's back in the building. And, you know, I appreciate her, Tiff. She's just said she's rolled with me since day one, and she's still here today. She missed a couple of months with me, but nevertheless, she's here, and I'm here. And everybody, you know, who's started with me, you know, some of them are not here on here with, you know, with me on the show, but, you know, they want to do bigger and better things than that's just day. So, I'm going to go ahead and jump into a song, and I'll be back. I want to jump into some music, Soul Child, and when I come back, hopefully Danger will be on the line. We can, you know, talk with him, you know, get this interview rolling, going. Shout out to everybody who tuned in yesterday with me on the show, and I love you guys so much. Here's, hold on 1 second, guys. Let me, jump to this track, and I'll be right back. Here's Chicken If You Got by Melodge. I'm sorry.
Roll smooth with a banger.
Yeah.
Lie.
What a deal, shawty. You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Anything you want to, so I can make it rain on you. Cause you're on my
name. Chicken if you got it, chicken if you got it, what you asking? Chicken if you got it,
I walk into the pocket, and everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might know a couple dollars here, plenty if you smile. And you drizzle on your poly, but I really ain't beside it. Just feel it though, I got it, cause it really ain't an object. Just open out your body while your body popping like, don't stop it, let me go back in my wallet.
Show you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Anything you want to, so I can make it rain on you, cause you know it ain't
shaking if you got it, pick it, what you asking? Shaking if you got it, pick it,
Danger. Danger?
Yeah.
Danger, what's going on, homie? How you doing?
What's good, man?
I'm hanging in there, man. Let me give you a round of applause, man. Hold tight for me.
Alright.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got the homeboy Danger in here, former member of the R&B group, ATL, of course. I call Danger, a.k.a. Cuzzo. Great to have you, man. How you been doing, man? How's everything?
I'm feeling good, man. Good to be here.
Man, I appreciate
good to be
you,
here.
Man.
Good to be heard.
No doubt, man. So, Danger, man, do me a favor, man. Well, Nicole is going to be a little late, man, but nevertheless, she'll be here shortly, man. She can't wait to talk to you, man, but she's going to be a little late. She just talked to me, so nevertheless, I'm gonna hold it down for a man. I'm not gonna get crazy till she calls, man. So I'm gonna be Montel right now, man. But it's on time for radio, and I'm following my man's mind. So I'm gonna be good right now. Danger, man. Do me a favor, introduce yourself to my listeners, man. Let them know who you are, man. Now, they already know we first cousins, man. But go ahead and let them know who you are, man.
Yeah, what's up to everybody checking in on the show? This your boy Danger, a.k.a. Danger Corleone, a.k.a. Mr. 5 Mil, here promoting the album Danger Zone Volume 1, The Majesty. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey, man, I'm going to jump into these questions, man, that I have for you, man. As an artist, man, who were some of your musical influences?
Well, my musical influences, I would say when I was younger, I definitely listened to Nas. I got on that. It was written early, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the first rap albums that I really listened to and got into as a youngin'. Definitely, I have to give it to Jay-Z. Definitely Tupac, Run DMC, LL, you know, just to name a few.
Now, you start out with the group ATL. How did you guys, first of all, before I get to the next question, how did you guys actually meet?
Well, the way we met, I was working on my demo. I was with a management company. I was working on my demo at Noontime Studios, and Noontime was the production company, along with Epic Sony Records. That was the record label. So they was getting together to do a group. They already had the name for the group, ATL. You know, they wanted all the hot producers in Atlanta and in the game at the time to work on the album with the group. Me, I was working on my demo at the studio, and they approached me like they wanted to do the deal with an R&B group, but they wanted to feature a rapper with the group also. So, you know, I thought about it, and I thought it was like it'd be a good instant jump off because they had everything set up where, you know, we got in the studio, we banged the album out in a few months, and the video and the song was in rotation like right away. You know, so we didn't meet each other until we actually started working together as a group on the album.
How did you guys name the group ATL? Or that's where you guys are originally from, or how did that come about?
Well, the name ATL came from because that's where we actually met each other at. That's where we was put together as a group at. And like I said, a lot of the pop producers like B. Cox, who else? R. Kelly did the first single, of course, big shout out to Kelly. It's crazy because, Kelly is like my favorite R&B artist of all time, even to this day. You know what I mean? So it was worth it for me just to be able to put my vocals on a track or a song that he wrote and produced. You know, so, but the whole thing was, you know, to get all the producers, also Jazzy Faye, big shout out to Jazzy. All the producers in Atlanta that was hot at the time was a part of the project already before they even had the group selected. You know, so it was a big movement at the time, and they wanted me to be the rapper, so, you know, they felt like I could pull it off.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what happened with the group? Well, what happened? You guys were popping for a minute, you know, the ladies was loving you, everybody was loving you. What happened with the group?
Well, we put an album out, the ATL Project. You can still get it to this day. It's on Amazon.com. I heard they're selling it for like $37. That's kind of high, you know what I mean, but in my opinion. But we put the album out. You know, we sold some units. I think we sold like over 350,000 units. You know, some artists don't even do that in two albums, you know what I mean? But anyway, we sold some records, but we had a lot of change in personnel. Going from our first album to our second album, we was like a lot of change in personnel at the record label. Like Dave McPherson, I still got love for Dave McPherson. You know, he put us on. He basically was one of the main people behind the group to even get us going. So he believed in us. And, you know, for whatever reason, Dave wasn't at the label anymore. So that kind of, everything just kind of went downhill from there. You know, a lot of people that was really behind us that got the project going and started, they wasn't involved anymore. You know what I'm saying? Also, big shout to Ryan Glover. He was definitely involved and really helped us get where we had to go to. But, you know, like, a lot of dudes just went their own separate ways. I know he's doing Ryan Kenny. They killing him, doing great with their shirts and with the fashion and different things that he's doing. But me, it's like my heart wasn't in it no more. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, you know, I was already working on my own solo project. Like, they kind of had to twist my arm to even work on the album or to be a part of the group and do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't regret it to this day. I'm glad that I did it. But I was in the studio between the first and second album working on my own music. And it was just sounding so good. And I just went all the way in with that. You know, we actually had an offer to go from Sony Epic Records to Atlantic at the time. And he was in the process of doing a deal. And I kind of just told him, you know, I was just going to do my own thing. You know what I mean? Sad as it is to say, I just went and decided to go my own way.
Hold up for me. Hello, caller, are you hello?
Hello.
Miss Newby?
Yes.
Hi, Miss Newby, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was on. This is Miss Blaze.
Oh, how you doing?
Maya!
Good, yeah. This is Love on Blast, a.k.a. Miss Blaze. I'm just calling to support Danger, support the show.
Oh, yeah, we know you're in Danger. We close. We know you're in Danger. I'm trying to be cool to my host because, see, don't let that come out right now. See, Love on Blast. Oh, my goodness. How you doing, though?
I'm good. Why are you trying to say I know y'all are really cool?
Hey, man, I already got the scoop, man. It's already going around.
What?
Don't let him fool you, Maya. You know you my girl. Don't let him fool you.
I'm not going to get into deep details right now since we're on air.
What's going on?
Shout out to you, Love on Blast. You got a lot of love for Danger, I'm hearing. Danger, don't you go nowhere either.
All right.
Danger, I'm going to jump in. I'm not you, Danger. You know I'm bad. You know you better not go nowhere either, Danger. So I feel as though you guys, like, all of a sudden, everybody just out of the blue, they just left the labels and everything. That's what you're saying, right?
You said as far as with the label situation?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like everybody just left.
I mean, yeah, like, some of the people who started the group, like Dave McPherson, Ryan Glover, they wasn't really, well, you know, I think Ryan was still involved somewhat, but, I mean, as far as Dave, he signed us, and he was like, I don't want to misquote his title, but I believe he was, like, the vice president at the time, and, you know, we had a great, great push behind it, and after he left, you know, for whatever reason, that push wasn't there, so we would have, huh?
Go ahead. No, I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was just saying the push wasn't there from the people who started our project. I mean, if you know anything how record labels work, it's like either you're a priority, you know what I'm saying, or you just be sitting around, you know, waiting for, I guess, them to put some music out on you. And, you know, we,
So they basically paid y'all out. That's basically get down. They paid y'all out, right?
I mean, my thing as far as with the group thing is, as long as it was a priority and we was being put out, I was cool to do it. But to, like, just try to grind and just record and hope that we can get something popping, like me, I just took it upon myself to just go hard on my solo project. You know what I mean? No disrespect to anybody. I mean, I kind of, like, walked. We was in the middle of doing the deal. I kind of walked away from the deal. You know, I hate to say it now that I look at it now. But I just had more faith in me and what I was doing solely, you know? Because, I mean, I rap, it's an R&B project, and there's nothing wrong with R&B. I love R&B, you know, and I can work with any R&B artist, but I was just working hard on my stuff, and it's just coming out incredible. Like, I just had to, you know, just put faith in what I was doing by myself.
Right, yeah, I heard about, you know, you backed out on a $40 million deal, man.
Yeah, man, it's not about the money for me, man. It's about, you know, making good product that people gonna appreciate. And the album is lovely. The album is beautiful. I tell anybody to this day, go cop the album. It's a few joints on there that I'm not even on that are crazy. The ballads and all of that is good. So, you know, it's good. But, I mean, the rap, you know, you see you come out with a rap record, you can sell 8 to 10 million, like, right out the gate. Like, rap, you can get high quick. And with the joints I have, those are the type of numbers I'm trying to do. That's why I need the stations like your show, Love on Blast, all the other shows, any other radio stations or shows out there. I need them to support the record.
Right.
Because it's
right
there. It's right there for y'all.
That's right. So do you still speak with these or with the other members of the other group?
You know, like I said, I haven't talked to any of them in a while. Like, the most I contact, I've talked to Trey, like, on MySpace maybe now. It's been about two, three months ago. I hit him on MySpace. I saw he was online. And we went back and forth a couple times, but I haven't talked with them. I think the last show we did together was 2006 at Bradford University in Virginia. I think it was called Bradford. Don't misquote me, but it was at a university in Virginia. That's the last show we did together in 2006. So I haven't really talked to him.
My co-host has arrived, man. I'm about to turn Terminator style on you. My next question for you is, I mean, you guys were a group, and I'm pretty sure I haven't heard anything about them doing anything big, you know. So, I mean, you guys at least keep in touch every now and then, man. But, you know, everybody gets phony and, you know how the industry goes, man. I'm getting ready to let my co-host through, man, Miss Nubian. She has arrived, the lady of the hour.
Yeah.
Miss Nubian?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? I got Danger on, close to Man of the Hour, and I got Love on Blast. His lady he's currently dating right now, Love on Blast. They're currently dating right now.
We dating?
They're currently dating right now. It's a beautiful couple, man. They're about to be in Ebony Magazine and couple in a, you know, in the other next issue.
Yo, I think that would be a great shot. I can't even deny you, man. I think that would be a great shot.
That's what
I think I wouldn't even mind that.
Miss Nubian, say hello to Danger, of course. You're familiar with him and Love on Blast, of course. Would you say hello to them?
What's going on, people? How you guys doing tonight?
How you doing? Your name is Miss Nivea?
Nubian.
Miss
Nubian,
Nubian,
like
Nubian. Yes. Miss Nubian. Excuse me. Miss Nubian. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Miss Nubian, I'm going to let you out of floor for a minute and talk to Danger and, you know, ask him a few questions. And I'm pretty sure you have some beautiful questions you want to ask him.
Wow. My first question was just going to be is to ask you how you've been doing, how things been going for you. I don't know if Timothy already asked you that one.
Oh, you said how am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. We're doing the show. People are hearing me right now, so I'm feeling wonderful about that.
Okay. You got any movies in the work or would like to do any movies?
I would love to. Like, people saw that Making Up With Love video, and on the set, they was like, yo, you the young Denzel. Like, they was telling me that, like, yo, you got it. You need to just step out and just leave music alone and do acting, you know. But I haven't had any offers, and I've been in the studio a lot, so I haven't even pursued any auditions. But, you know, my face is out there on YouTube and everything, so any casting companies or any film directors that do want to holler at me, I could play a variety of roles. So I would love to do that.
Any books?
Nah, if I'm writing, it's most likely going to be music. You know what I mean? When I write, I haven't tried to write a book. That's a big challenge, but there are a lot of people out there that do it. So I big up anybody that writes on any level, poetry, books, or anything like that. But I haven't stepped into books yet.
Okay. So you've been out there, you know, you're out there. I want to know, how do you handle the groupies?
How do I handle the groupies? I don't know. I mean, this topic seems to keep coming up. No, you know what? I mean, I just show everybody love. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm just walking down the street, and a chick will stop me like, oh, ain't you this guy? I'll be like, are they don't you rap? And sometimes they think I sing. They don't know what I do. They know they see me. But, I just show love. You know what I mean? I love to take pictures with any fans or anybody that appreciates me and what I'm doing.
Ever showed a Ruby too much love?
Uh-oh.
Have I ever showed too much love?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a such thing as showing too much love.
I don't think it's a such thing as that.
But I think I'm pretty generous. I'm a generous person, you know.
So what are the limitations?
What are the limitations?
Mm-hmm.
Of what? I don't understand that question.
Just limitations of, we're talking about groupies, and whether or not you showed any groupies too much love, and what are the limitations? Because, you know, your fans are listening. So
yeah, I know.
They can do anything. They may feel like they can just...
I don't think there's a such thing as showing too much love, because when they show me that love, I show it right back. You know what I mean? I just appreciate that so much. I don't take that for granted.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't. You gotta appreciate the people that follow you and support you. You know what I mean? I'm all about that.
Yeah, I do.
I was there trying to take my hat. One time we was in London and we was leaving a radio station, and it was like a mob of people, and they stole my hat. This happened twice. And one time the person gave it back. The second time they deaded me. They ain't give me my hat back. That's the only limitation. Like, when it get out of control like that, which they say is a good thing, because some people don't get that kind of response. But, you know, when it gets out of control like that, where they want to take your hat and different things like that, or snatch your jewelry, or, you know, target you, that's the only limitation.
Or maybe throw some panties at you.
Throw some panties at me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like that. I would like that.
Okay.
If I can get a woman that excited, that's good.
So what are you working on now?
Right now, I'm working on, to be honest with you, I'm recording for my third album, which is entitled High Voltage. Right now, I already have two albums completed. I got Danger Zone Volume 1, The Majesty, and then it's Danger Zone Volume 2, The Drudgery album. So those are already wrapped up. I'm working on High Voltage right now in the studio on that, and I'm just actually looking to get the first album released. You know what I mean? I haven't released it. You know, I haven't really went the independent route on my own. I'm just basically, I'm with a publishing company right now called the Royalty Network. So we're talking to a couple of labels right now and just basically shopping for the right deal so we could put the music out.
Mm-hmm. Danger, I want to take it back for a little minute regarding the with the groupies, man. Miss Newbie, well, she said that she made the limitations as far as if they want to take it to that level, will it happen?
If they wanted to get to that level?
Will it happen?
Well, like, a sexual level?
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends.
Yeah.
I mean, me, I'm very selective. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm very selective. So, for me, I'm not gonna just, okay, just because a female looks at me like that or may have a feeling like that towards me, I'm gonna just go with it. You know what I mean? It may sound crazy, but...
What if she's your type? She's drop dead gorgeous, and she got everything that looking good on her, and then that's you.
I'm single. I'm a single dude. You know what I mean? So I mean, if it's like that, then you know what I mean? I can't blame her just because she appreciates my music and appreciates me as an artist. I'm gonna label her like, oh, you're a groupie. I can't mess with you. That's kind of Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a Hollywood dude. I'm real gutter. Real level headed, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, I'm pretty much down if it goes there, as long as she is gonna meet my standards, then I might go there.
Your standards of 10. I'm gonna ask this next question. If there was a possibility for a reunion with the group, would you be a part of that?
Would I be a part of it, like, as far as what, to do a show or to do, record an album? When you say reunion, like, just to get back together and come back out, like, everything?
Right.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if the money was right and the situation was right. I'm not against anything that makes sense. You know what I mean? If the numbers was right, I would do it, you know? I would do it. I wouldn't have a problem doing that.
What did you miss about being a part of the group? Is there anything that you miss in particular?
I miss the shows, just the stage, like hitting shows every night. You know, I miss being in the clubs, the after parties, and just the whole touring experience. Because we was on tour nonstop, like every major tour that went out, you know, from the older tours to the younger tours. At the time we was out, we was on them. You know, it was kind of crazy, but to be a new group doing that, like, I think that might be unheard of. But we was on tour nonstop, so that's the thing that I missed the most.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back a minute. I noticed that you said when you actually started with, you were kind of working on your own projects from the get go. Did you have a bad feeling when you were group started that one day it probably wasn't gonna last? Did you ever?
As far as with the group wouldn't last?
Yeah. Did you ever have that gut feeling in your mind that it just may not last, or the way things were going while you were at the label?
When you put music out and come out on any project, you don't know where it's going to go. It may go through the roof, it may not. But I just always knew in my mind that I was just going to get back to working on my own stuff, like, as soon as I could. You know, when time permitted me or when I was able to, that's where my heart really was. You know, so... I pretty much knew. I didn't think, I wasn't like I was just banking on the group to be my end-all, be-all. Like, I wanted to have success with the group and go as far as we could, but I just knew that me claiming my spot as a rapper was really, that was really in the forefront of my mind, like, the whole time.
When I come, I'm going to play a song from H.I. I believe it's called Calling All Girls. I'm going to play that song for you that you guys did. And when I come back, I want to play it. One of your new singles called Poppin' with Poppin', I think it is. Something to that nature. And
yeah, Pop, Pop, Pop.
Oh, Pop, Pop, Pop. All right.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that. I'm also going to talk about you guys, you and Love on Blast, your new relationship, and, you know, what's going on with that. I'll be right back after I play this track.
You still in my ear?
Yes, it's Miss Blaze. Don't you?
I can't.
What up, baby? ATL. Dave Mack. Kel. We up in here. This is for all the ladies. All around the world. On your mark. Get set. Go.
And everyone all around America. It really doesn't matter where you are. We are talking to you. Ladies, ATL is on the way. In the club, get the club or the Range Rover. Take your hand and turn up the radio. Tryna holler at you. It's them country boys from around the way. Real love and love. With your hands in the air.
Come on, ladies.
Now scream it out.
Emails, everything, man. Danger, they love you over here.
That's what's good.
If I can ask, this song AT, this song Calling All Girls. What did you like about recording this song, man?
I mean, for one, my verse, I laid my verse in the Hit Factory in New York. And I mean, that was my first time being in the Hit Factory. I mean, everybody's heard about it, and you know, so I got to record my verse in the Hit Factory. I'll say that was the best thing.
Okay. Well, shout out to that song. Absolutely, of course, with you with the group, man. And I was, of course, you know, I remember you guys, man. Such a good, great, great group. Now, Danger is a solo artist right now, and still doing his thing. It's still popping. Danger, if I could ask about Michael Jackson, if you don't mind, how did you feel about when you heard that he had passed?
Yeah, Yeah, it's funny you just said that, because I just said that R. Kelly was my favorite R&B artist of all time, and I still would say that he is, but Michael Jackson crossed my mind when I was listening to the song. I was thinking about that, but Michael Jackson, I don't know what to say about him. I mean, he's a great artist. I mean, you can't say enough about him. I know up here in New York, you know, they was going crazy for him by the Apollo, and I don't think there's any artist that's ever done what he's done. And I just hope that they have some unreleased music on him, that they could put an album out on him. I mean, I would just love to hear some new music. I'm pretty sure he has something that hasn't been released that's laying around. I mean, I would imagine, like, I'm lost for words with that one, but yeah, that's a great loss.
You're good, man. Hey, man, that is the craziest thing. After he died, like, everything just popped up out of the blue. Biological father, biological this, biological that. That's been going crazy, man. He's getting more power. He's getting more publicity than he was when he was actually alive.
Yeah, you're worth more dead than alive, yo. That's not just for rap. That's for everything. It's crazy.
Isn't that something? Well, my co-host, Ms. Nubian, she's going through DNA right now. They test her back and forth to find out if she's really the biological godmother. So, you know, we don't know if that actually comes about.
Yeah, biological godmother.
They might send you a check, huh?
Wow.
They just might, if it comes back right.
Hey, if they do, I'm definitely going to cash it. I would definitely catch it. I want to ask you. I want to ask you. Out of everything that you do, and I know you. You know you're really busy, and you know you're going here, doing this, doing that. What is the one thing that you must stop and do every day?
Every day.
Every day.
What must I stop and do every day? I say pray.
Yeah. Yeah, good answer.
Say a prayer. Say a prayer. Whether it be I pray over my food, you know, I try to pray as much as I can.
That's good. That's what's up.
Let me ask this other question. Your new song, before I come to your new song, congratulations to you and Love on Blasphemy relationship. I'm really proud of it. The score was strong. I'm really, really proud of that.
You really amping this up. Tell me what's you amping me up on this.
No, it's something special, man. I'm really proud when I found out. I'm like, oh, this is something good right here, man. But we gonna talk about it. Man, I heard about the possible engagement, man, and the parties. I heard about all
of
that. Wow. But before we get to that, man, we gotta talk about your music, man. And,
She left. I see you done scammed. You done scammed Ms. Blaze off the line. Look
yeah,
at
I
that.
Think she left. Yeah.
She left.
Timothy, what are you doing?
You done scammed Ms. Blaze. It's all right. She'll be all right.
Oh, I love her, man. I love her, man. I love her.
Yeah, she's a good girl. She's definitely a good girl.
I'm a girl, man. I'm not that kind of person. Miss Newbie, you guys have no question for Danger?
Danger, who are you working with or who would you like to work with?
Well, so far, let me just shout out to all the producers I've worked with on both of the albums that I have done. So far, I got songs with, I got Ron Browse, I got The Heatmakers, I got Dallas Austin, I got Justice League, I got my man Junie Boy, I got The Art Teacher, I don't want to forget nobody, I got Shell Rocks, and I have a few producers from my publishing company, the Royalty Network. They hit me with a few tracks from some producers that I haven't met and don't know their names, unfortunately. But, yeah, they got some high. I don't know if they're trying to keep them on the low or keep them in the stash, but they got some high producers under their belt. And I want to get at my man Bangladesh, though. I'm going to shout out Bangladesh right now. The Mario record, he got us crazy. Millie was already crazy. You know what I mean? It's actually funny because in Atlanta, me and Bangladesh were supposed to work together a couple times. Like, a mutual partner of ours named Willie had linked me up with him. He had, I went to listen to some beats, and I ended up getting a beat CD from Eric Johnson, the old A&R. That was ATL, the ATL project, the A&R. From that, I had a beat CD to Bangladesh. But I got flooded with so much music, I didn't get around to recording anything on that CD that he gave me. And I don't have it anymore. You know what I mean? I'm sick about that. I was some stuff on there, too, some hot tracks on there, but right now, I hit that Mario record. I'm ready to really remix that. I've been so busy on my own records, I want to spit on that, though. Or even get my own original from Bangladesh. That's really what I want to do. But just for the kicks of it, I want to spit on that beat. I'm going to have to throw that on my MySpace. That's the next thing I'm going to do.
In comparison to what I just asked you, who would you like to work with if they were alive? You would love to work with them.
Artists that's passed away?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to have to say Tupac off the rip. I'm going to really have to think too hard about that. I'm going to have to say Tupac.
Okay.
I like to do a song with Pac.
Tupac. Danger, you said the Heatmakers, and of course, you know, I'm very, very good friends with, what's the guy's name?
Thriller? Don't tell me, my man, Thriller.
No, not Thriller.
It's another one. I know it's two of them. And Thriller is the one that hit me with the tracks. He hit me at Patchwork Studios. We linked up. He hit me with a CD with like 14 beats. And his other man, I'm sorry, I never like to sleep on people and forget their names, but I don't know his other man's name off the rip. But my man Thriller and his partner, the Heatmakers, they classic. I mean, you can't ask for a better gritty sound than that. And I mean, the one I got from them is crazy. And I titled it Heatmakers. The name of it is Heatmakers. It's so crazy I had to do that.
Arsonist, Last Arsonist. Arsonist is his name. He's a part of the Heatmakers. And
okay, Arsonist. That's his other part of his name.
Right, Arsonist. Very, very, very cool guy. I met him at a moment when we did the show Beat Bangers. It's about an up and coming producer who's trying to break into the Grain Men. Arsonist was one of them. He was a. It's about a panel of producers sit and they judge the talent, something like American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get the input, and I was invited by a friend of mine, and that's how I came to connect with Arsonist, and we met, and we talked, exchanged phone numbers, and you know, it was a great thing. So he brought me back a little bit. I said, Arsonist, the Heat Maker,
I'm privileged. I'm privileged to have all of these tracks from all these producers, and I did all this on my own. You know what I'm saying? Not to toot my own, but just off the belief that everyone has in me, you know, the relationships that I've had. You know, I've come across all these great producers that just hit me with tracks. Like, yo, when your joint come out, just holler at me. Like, I don't even have a budget from a major label behind me right now. And I'm doing this, recording this, getting all these tracks on my own. So I'm holding out for the big label deal. You know what I'm saying? Any labels that's not scared to pull your checkbook out, holler at the boy. You're going to get triple back easy. So that's where we at right now.
That's right. And of course, Miss Newman has a beautiful voice. And she also does do well in music videos. So if you need a video or you need a singer, you got Miss Nubian.
Definitely. Most definitely.
And I want to play your song. You said Poppin'?
Pop, pop, pop. Yes. This is a banger produced by the art teacher. I got to shout out my man Artie. You know what I mean? He held me down with this one.
All right, when I come back, we're going to talk more about this song, man. But as a matter of fact, why don't you go ahead and introduce it for me, man?
Yo, this is the, this is the international club banger. This ain't just for the U.S. We're going to get back to London off this one. Yo, this is Pop, 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 your boy Danger, my man, the art teacher. Yo, let it rip.
I like how whenever we party, you keep the VIP on smash. I like how we keep the bar sold out. You know what I really like?
I like the way you move it, mommy, cause you move it slow. Hands up in the air, yelling out, oh. You ain't saying nothing. We keep the party jumping. Just turn around and make it pop, 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 pop. I like the way you move it, mommy, cause you move it slow. Hands up in the air, yelling out, oh.
Go girl, you like a rubber band, popping that ass. You must be real clumsy. How you driving that ass? In them times, sick as hell, but you doing it fast. If you ride me like you ride the beat, I'm letting off that. Yeah, I don't party for nothing. I bet I leave with something. The only issue in my head is like Billy is running. I bet she really wanted because I'm really blunted. And new advances on my snaps, only time I get fronted. These shorties down for choosing, it's easier than hooping. All I do is lower my tents and turn down the music. I can't even say a word for she jumping in. Jumping made me drop for a player, let me touch it then.
I like the way you moving, mommy, cause you moving slow. Hands up in the air, yelling out, oh. You ain't saying nothing, you keep the party jumping. Just turn around and make it pop, 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 pop. I like the way you moving, mommy, cause you moving slow. Hands up in the air, yelling out, oh. You ain't saying nothing. We keep the party jumping. Act like my gun and make it
hot. Baby girl on the flow, back at it again. Lazy on the drinks, moving that back with a friend. Girl, you know you the hottest, and you know that you got it. It's like real TV, cause everybody watching. I'm just glad you came, cause you're not ashamed. And that ass ridiculous, almost forgot your name. But you give me reminders, like when I get behind you. And it start winding up, like you was a brother. How about we check in the telly and stop at the diner? It's other chicks in here eyeing me, but I think you find her. It's still early, but really, yo, I ain't make my mind up. If it's just one night, I'll add you to the lineup.
Danger, That's truly a banger, man. I love this song. Like,
yeah, man. Oh man, you can hear it. You can hear it. Like, dang.
Wait,
now
I'm
not. That's trying to have him rocking, man. I'm telling you that. Now to have him rocking.
Yeah, man. You got my intern in the back, Tiffany. She's doing a two step, man. So this is like, all right.
Thank
you right here, man. She likes it, man. And she said hello to you, man.
Hello, Tiffany. How you doing?
Tiffany's been with me since day one, man. She's just a short man. She's here with me since day one.
That's what's up. You need somebody like that with you.
Yeah, man. Hey, not everybody stayed in the bandwagon, man. Some hopped off.
Exactly.
You know how that goes. So this single popped, man. Again, you said you was just produced by the art teacher, of course. And,
yeah.
Don, did you write these lyrics? I
wrote that. Yeah, the hook, that's art teacher on the hook. You know what I'm saying? When I got the track, the hook was already on there, but the verses, that's all me. You don't have to ask. Any verses you hear me spit is definitely me.
Okay. So your new album, what was the name of, tell me the title again?
It's Danger Zone Volume 1, The Majesty.
The Majesty, okay.
The Majesty, yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, so you should say yourself The Majesty.
I'm coming for the king. I'm coming for that king spot. Like, I'm coming for that, like, it's funny that the publishing company, the Royalty Network, and the name of this album is The Majesty. Like, it's a whole, it's like royalty, you know? I'm the king. I'm the king. I already said I run New York. I'm the king of New York, but I'm going to have the whole game on lock when this album drops. I put it on everything. Like, dudes going to have to rearrange where they thought they was at after this album drop.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish, I don't know what happened. Like, I wish I could have sent you more records. The records I sent you, I don't know if they went through or if you got them, but I wish I could let a few more rip. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was any technical problems or what may have you, but it's you could just go one right after the other on this album. And the name of my company is Versatile Entertainment. Versatile is the clique. Versatile Family is the squad. And the album is versatile. Like, there's no other way I can explain it. Every song is different.
Right. Me and Miss Lee once I invited to be part of Versatile Entertainment.
Y'all wanna be part of Versatile Entertainment?
Yeah. I mean, I'm.
Y'all on?
Huh?
You said.
I.
Y'all on? We can discuss the details, but y'all on? You know what I'm saying? I want the support from people like y'all, like especially the radio people, all the radio shows, TV shows, any form of media. If y'all show me love, and it's on, y'all on. Let me know what y'all need. Y'all got it.
Okay,
you know, I'm
definitely
going to
be hitting you up. You'll be like,
what
is Nubia?
Holler at me. 718-576-0358. I'll give everybody the number. Call me. 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 Call
me. Call me. Call me.
Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. If there's any problems, we're airing out. Did you get the number? Did you get the number?
No, he don't. I'll give Mr. B a number.
It might be a record label exec that got an artist that ain't selling. You know what I mean? He don't want to holler at the boy. They might be listening right now.
True.
So what city are you?
Let me see who this caller is.
Okay.
Let me see who this caller is. I don't mean to cut you off like that. 863. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, he said to me, hello. Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
Hello.
You there?
Yeah. Well, hello. What's the hello?
I'm on here.
What's going on? You on with Timothy Hodge, Danger, and Miss Nubia? Who are we speaking with? Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. You there?
This is Danger. I'm here. I'm on the line. I don't know who that was. It sounds like they dropped off.
The number's still there. Anywho, Miss Lee, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I want to know, what city are you in right now?
I'm in New York, my hometown.
New York.
The return.
Okay.
Yeah.
New York.
I'm in New York. I'm a BX dude. You know what I mean? I'm in the Bronx, but I'm heavy in Harlem right now. I got a spot in Harlem. You know what I mean? Chilling right now. You know what I mean? But I rep the X all day. Harlem showing me wild love too. You know what I mean? Harlem and BX is connected. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at.
That's good. That's congrats to you on everything that, you know, you're doing. You know, even after things didn't go right for the group, and then you bouncing up and all around the place. So congrats to you. And
yeah,
I'm definitely
going
to call you.
Thank you. Call me anytime. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all for having me on and recognizing
what I'm doing. Whoa. They just ain't going away just yet, man. We still got time for this show. Don't be leaving just yet.
All right, now I'm here. Y'all got me for as long as y'all need. Y'all got me.
I gotta give my caller and look at her some recognition because, you know, she's a brilliant artist and, you know, she's been singing for so long. And, you know, she's grabbed attention of L.A. Reid, Clive Davis, Tomino, Doug Morris, of course. You know, they love her so much. And, you know, she,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to put an album right. She doesn't really know. But, you know, maybe you can make her, you know, come on out with an album. And she's got so many offers. She's turned out so many offers, man.
Wow.
Make her come out with an album. Maybe y'all can do a classic together, you know.
Yeah, I would love that. I love to work with anybody that's talented, man. I love it. And my album is no features on my album, just to let y'all know. Well, no, I don't want to say there's no features. There's a couple of features, but it's like mainly just like I got Bianca on one song. That's on If You Want It. I got Falami, another vocalist. I'm just trying to shout everybody out that I work with, but it's just mainly me. And I got the Versatile Family, my man, my son Midnight, and Boo Bills. You know what I mean? That's both my blood cousins. They part of Versatile Family too, so.
Yeah, I mean, how they doing, man?
They doing good, you know what I'm saying? Mini is good. I was just with him in the studio yesterday. I just laid down two records yesterday. He's working on his second album. He has his first album done, The First Offense. Be on the lookout for that. And he's working on his second album, The Second Degree. You know what I mean? We just flattened it out. You know what I'm saying? I said we want to drop like two a year. First and fourth quarter is mine. You know what I mean? That's how I want to have it.
Tell him to holler at me. I haven't heard for a long time. I don't even call the cousin no more, man. Tell him to call me sometime, man. I don't even call me no more, man.
Who, Midnight?
Yeah, man. He just holler at me all the time. We used to chill together. Hey, I don't even call it to all this dude no more, man.
You know Midi? I don't think you know Midi, Tim.
Huh?
Are you know my cousin Midnight?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we go back, man. Hold on. I'm going to finish that in a minute, man. Let me see who this caller is, man, right here.
All right.
Hello? People are calling in and not saying anything.
That's just how much love. I mean, you get that loud love, that silent love, that speech love. So, hey, enjoy it all. That's what I'm talking about. People call in, they just choke up, don't know what.
Speechless, honey. They speechless.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's like, oh, man, I'm just going to hear him breathe. Whatever.
Don't be shy, y'all. Holler at me. I want to holler at the people out there. I love to touch the people out there.
Yeah, man, you're touching a lot of people right now. They call, they don't know what to say to me, man. I'm like, say something. Just say hi or anything. They just not.
Yeah,
there.
Right?
They're all good. They're still here. They're still listening. I can see them. But nevertheless, man, yeah, Danger, man. Yeah, you know, I know a lot of family members, man. You know, me and you are family, of course, you know, so.
Yeah, no doubt.
Miss Nubian, once again, man, you got to get her to that studio, man. I'm telling you, man. You know, sometimes, you know, she, man, she touches me. I get chills sometimes when she sings, man. You know,
she can sing like that?
What? Man, you just talking about she's Grammy material, man. What?
Oh.
What? Wow. Thank you.
I need to work with her early. I need to get her early. I need to be the first one to do a song with her.
When her album comes out, it should be entitled Already Platinum. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That's a hot title, too.
He just gave you the album title.
You got to run with that.
Yeah, mister.
That's hot.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Vince. So, you know, time to get into the studio, trying to, you know, you got my mind, you know, I fly out to Atlanta. Matter of fact, I'm going to be in Atlanta, Mr. Vince, free, so I'm performing, and I'm also attending a party with Trey Songz, you know, because his album didn't do, you know, that well, but, you know, I'm going to be down there pretty soon. So maybe in the next couple of days I'll be in Atlanta for that. So, you know, I'm here, you know, you want to hit the studio, Mr. Vince, you know, I write, you know, I produce, you know, and Danger over here, you know, he's a great writer and producer, you know, so. Danger.
Yeah.
Danger. This is another question I want to ask. For those, if, you know, you got someone come up to you and say, Danger, I want to get into the business, in the music industry, I want to be an artist, what advice would you give to them?
Well, first, I would tell them to just hone your craft. You know what I mean? Make sure you are the best at whatever you do, singing, rapping, producing, writing, whatever it is, hone your craft. You know what I mean? Because when your opportunity comes, you want to make sure you're ready. And just keep working until you get your opportunity. Keep working, because it's been a lot of people that have told me you never know where your opportunity is going to come from. You know, so just seek out everything and push until you can get where you need to be.
Okay. Obama's the first black president, of course, and he's been in office over 100 days now. First of all, how do you feel about that, and how do you feel what he's doing so far?
How do I feel about, Obama?
Yeah, how do you feel about...
I'm indifferent to it, you know what I mean? I'm indifferent to it. I don't vote, you know what I mean? So I'm indifferent to it. I feel like it's going to be the same day-to-day issues, whether, you know, him or McCain was going to win. Me, honestly, I don't want to knock Obama, like, you know, I'm not trying to down him, you know what I'm saying? It seems like everybody is in good spirits that he's in there. But I feel like it ain't really going to change much. Like, I don't think man could change the issues, the big issues on a large scale. No man could do it.
Right.
You sound
like somebody I know. Like, I don't vote. It's going to be the same shit, whether he's in it or not. Me personally, I didn't vote either, and I feel bad. You know, I didn't vote either. So, you know, I did it. And then they say, if you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain, which I totally disagree about, you know, but I didn't either. But, you know, I'm kind of glad that history was done, you know, that the first black president, of course. So, Danger, when you're not, you know, recording, you're not doing anything with music, and but besides chilling with me, you know, on a regular basis, what else do you do in your spare time?
I mean, what I've been doing this summer, I play ball. I like to play basketball, you know what I'm saying? I prefer to play in the gym, but I've been going to the park since I've been up here. Like, I've been going to the park playing ball. I play video games. I'm a video game head, you know what I mean? That's what I was doing right before I hopped on here with y'all. I was just, we was getting it on in the K9. I'm a problem in that 2K9. I'm a real problem in that 2K9 for anybody, just to let y'all know. But I'm a LeBron. I be dropping like 45, 60 with LeBron like it's nothing. You know what I mean? But, I like to play video games. That's like one of my main hobbies.
Okay. You're good. You got your little spare time. See, I work all the time. So, you know, I don't even have time for you to play no video games. I got video games in the house. I ain't even been touched.
Since he said that's one of his hobbies, he has to stop and do something. You know, maybe that's his zone, his mode to keep him sane.
A lot of times
we work so hard, and it's like, you know, you never stop. And I'm guilty of doing that all the time. I'm tired as hell now. So as soon as I get off of this, I'm definitely going to, you know, do a nice shower, and I'm definitely going to bed, so... We have to stop and, you know, do those things. So I think as long as, you know, it doesn't consume so much of you that you forget what you're supposed to be doing. And that's
music
for your people so we can listen to it and, what you call it, club banger and definitely, you know, keep it happy.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the club bangers coming. I'm going to do that. I got to do that just to stay sane. You know what I mean? Like, I got to... It's like an addiction. Music, I'm addicted to music. Like, I got plenty of them already, but I just got to keep making hot music. I do it for me, you know what I mean? Like, I want people to appreciate it, and, I mean, I think that's when you're at your best. When you're just working to please yourself musically, then I think you get the best out of yourself.
So, do you have, like, a romantic side?
Yeah, I got a romantic side.
I don't know
if I should say romantic or freaky. I don't know what's a better word.
I think you're more leaning on the freaky side. You know,
I think I'm more on the freaky side.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. That's all good, you know. I'm just saying, you know, because I was listening to you about the groupies earlier. You show mad love, so I just want to ask, is that romantic?
don't
you
show mad love.
Right?
That's showing me that love.
Yeah, you do. It's like, hey, I do not discriminate. You want to throw your panties? You want to throw you? That's fine. But
hey,
it's okay.
That's what it's about.
What's your
about.
Ideal date? What is your ideal date?
My ideal date? My ideal date, I would say, is for a female to come through, come to my crib, or I could go to their crib. Me, when I first meet you, I'm not with that, oh, let's just go out right off the rip. You know what I'm saying? To me, I don't know how some women take that, but some women feel like, oh, you got to take them somewhere. How do I know? I may not even want to be seen with you. And it's not even about how you look. You know what I mean? I may not even be that comfortable with you to want to go out with you. You know, so me and my ideal date, we link up, you know what I mean? Maybe chill, watch some movies, you know what I'm saying? Definitely get something good to eat. And just chill, you know, we could put something in the air. I don't know if there's a family show or not, but I'm going to just say that we could put something in the air, maybe drink something, and just let whatever happens, happens from there.
Okay, so
that's
whatever happens, nine times out of ten, whatever happens, happens. And it may be the sex part, but it's okay for you to let her come over and stay behind closed door because I may not want to be seen with you. That's what you're saying?
I may not want to even like be around you in public. I may not, you know. How do I know? I gotta fill you out first.
Gotta fill him out first.
Yeah.
Hey.
You gotta kind of earn that from me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking anybody. Some dudes they don't mind just going out and doing that, but to me it's like for me to even want to do that, you gotta earn that.
Okay.
We have more fun inside anyway. We have more fun inside, trust me.
Sure.
The thing about me is
Danger Man,
I
want
to say that
I'm
a really, really easy person to get along with.
Thank you, man.
You want to give your shout outs or anything, Bernie?
Yeah, shout out to the Versatile family, Versatile Entertainment. Shout out to Midnight Boo Bills. Let me think. Shout out to the Royalty Network. Shout out to Carl Boo Harris, Frank Lawall, Michelle, Renato, Amy. I'm just starting to learn more people in the company I'm with every day. But shout out to the whole company. And shout out to everybody listening. Any fans out there that know me, that have seen me, that support me, that's looking forward to the solo debut. Shout out to y'all, man.
Mr. B, any last words?
Oh, no. Just like I said, just keep doing what you're doing, and congrats and much, much more success to you. And
thank you.
No,
shout out to my mom. Shout out to my mother and my father. All right? The last interview with my mom, she said, you ain't saying nothing about me, so let me pray my mom. I love you, Ma.
Oh,
and shout out to my mother and my father.
Shout out to them. Danger, I appreciate you so much, man. You know you got my number, man. If you need me, call me. Malone, whatever you need, just call me. Miss will be always here.
Most definitely. And y'all got me, too. Everybody else, hit me up on my MySpace page, myspace.com/dangermusiconline. Holla at me.
All right. Danger, I'm gonna leave out with your song, Pop, Pop, Pop. Miss Newbean, I love you, of course. You always know that. And I'll talk to you, soon. You know, go home,
okay.
Go get your good night rest. And Danger, man, you'll be good like always, man.
Yo, all the time.
All right, man, you'll be good.
All right.
Who said that I'm supposed to... How whenever we party, you keep the VIP on smash. I like how we keep the bar sold out. But you know what I really like?
I like the way you moving, mommy, cause you moving slow. Hands up in the air, yelling out, oh. You ain't saying nothing. We keep the party jumping. Just turn around and make it pop, 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 pop. I like the way you moving, mommy, cause you moving slow. Hands up in the air, yelling out, oh. You ain't saying nothing. The party jumping, act like my gun and make it pop, pop, pop.
Go girl, you like a rubber band, popping that ass, you must be real clumsy.